What are those cards?
Don't worry about it.
Okay. So why'd you hide them? Okay. So we're going to play a little game. So I got this game sent to me. It's called Sun, Moon, Rising. And it's like a new astrology card game where you read out statements about the sign and the people guess if it's true or false. And this game is actually made by a Punjabi girl in Vancouver.
Of course.
With her friend.
Of course.
Jantra mantra bullshit.
It's for fun, okay?
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Jantra mantra bullshit.
It's for fun, okay?
Yeah.
It's just for fun, party game, fun style. It's not serious, Gurkhan.
Okay.
So Gurk and I have the same sign.
Oh.
So we're both Capricorn. But so I'm going to read out the cards and you guys can guess who the card is for.
Okay.
And then you're Libra, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So it's either Capricorn or Libra?
Libra, yeah. Oh, so you have to guess like...
Okay. In my head, I'm like, yo, there's a Leo, there's a Virgo.
He's a practicing.
I'm like, yo, which ones are they? I'm for sure missing a couple.
Okay. When I'm around, there's no such thing as an awkward silence.
Grimmy.
Yeah. That's Libra.
I love it.
I associate my self-worth with my bank account balance. Who's that, you guys?
Grimmy. I wonder. Shut the hell up, it's you.
100% Grimmy. What do you mean?
That's a Capricorn.
Yeah, it's 100% you. Girk, what do you want to be when you grow up? Rich.
Money.
Money. I want to be money. Anyway, Sun, Moon, Rising is for everyone, even if you don't like or care about astrology. It uses astrology as a fun way.
This is a fucking ad?
Yeah.
Yo, what? You played this game to do a fucking ad?
Yeah, it's an ad. It's a fun way to do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so confused. I'm like, what is this shit fucking on about?
It uses astrology as a way to create connections and ultimately call people out. You guys can follow them on Instagram or TikTok at Sun Moon Rising Co. And you can purchase the game on Amazon. Check them out and support our local Punjabi people. Okay, this is me late talking about this, but there's this viral video. Some like car dealership somewhere. I don't know, maybe Ontario, I think. And there was this girl and she goes like, Jimmy to New Patayar, summer John Walia, winter on Walia.
Yeah.
Something, something, something. Get this Range Rover. Right? So I thought this whole time, I thought that it was a girl from India trying to mask her like fob accent. That's what I thought. Okay?
That's what I thought too.
Yeah.
Turns out she's actually Arab.
Yeah.
And she's trying to speak Punjabi. So she's not doing it on purpose. She just doesn't know how to speak Punjabi. Yeah. And it's coming out all fucked up, right?
Yeah.
So this video goes viral, right? Millions of views. People are doing parodies of it.
Yeah.
People are randomly in conversation be like, Jimmy to New Patayar.
Yeah.
You know?
Winter on Walia.
Summer John Walia, winter on Walia, right? So then I started noticing this trend, okay, where people are losing their minds when non-Punjabi people are speaking Punjabi, okay? And some people are, like, catching on to this, and they're doing, like, making content like that.
Yeah.
So there's this real estate agent, Gurk sent me the video, right?
Yeah.
And he hired a non-Punjabi girl to be in the video for him. To say lines in Punjabi and then do a walkthrough of the house.
Oh, damn. I saw a Gora realtor speaking Punjabi. Yeah.
But that guy's sick.
No, but it's so that funny. I don't want to say any names because no free promo shit. But like, there's that white guy realtor and he speaks pretty decent Punjabi.
Yeah.
And people in the comments are hyping him up, right?
Yeah.
I died. This one comment, this one guy's like, no one ever comments for praising me this much when I speak English. It was a brown guy.
It's too funny. This is go crazy, right? We just like love it. We think it's the craziest thing.
Yeah, we think so. Even when Just Rain was like popping, you remember that guy, that Stephen guy? Yeah. He was like the Gora speaking Punjabi and everyone would lose their minds about him. Oh my god, it's so funny. Anyway, I was Greg sent me this video, right? Of this realtor's video where this like Gori or whatever is like speaking Punjabi, and it's so horrible. I cannot. This is another Saffron Shanae because I cannot figure out what she's saying.
Dude, me and Grimmie sat there, and Grimmie's like, "Yo, it's been a week, and I still haven't figured out what the fuck." I've watched this so many times. I'm like, "Yo, what the fuck is she saying?" I can't figure
it out. So here's Grimmie. You can listen to it, okay?
Kare Jaya. First to market, we shove it like an Arya. What? Yeah. Kare Arya. Then she says, first to market. Arya.
So you understand the English word.
Hold on, you guys, let's try to... let's try to dissect this, okay?
Kare Jaya.
Courage, Agya.
No. I need like two more words after that.
Kare Jaya. Parsi market will shove it like an Arya.
Kare Arya? That means Kare Agya.
No, God. Jareya, I think.
Okay, hold on.
Kare Jaya.
Parsi
market
was Kare Jaya.
Oh god.
Kare Jaya. Shafron tonight.
Kare Jaya, first to market. Kar Arya, first to market.
No.
Yeah.
Kare Jaya. What's par?
What?
Par?
When did you say that?
Kare Jaya.
Parsi market was Parsi market. That's what she's saying. She's trying to say like a dipper. Instead of first, she's like parsed to the market. Parsed.
The white girl is not putting an accent on the English word.
You never know. Maybe she's really serious about the part.
Yo, what's that game when like you have to read something on a card?
Mad Gab.
Yeah.
I think that's what she's saying.
This is what's happening right now.
Mad Gab Saffron Shanae edition.
Yeah, Saffron Shanae edition. Long light along to Saffron Shanae.
Your fault.
Kare Jaya. Parsi market will shove it like an Arya.
Okay, hold on. I think I got it, okay?
Kare Jaya.
Kare Jaya.
Yeah, that's okay. What I said.
Par okay. Asi. Market which?
Shove it like.
Then no, I lost it right there. Hold on.
Kare Jaya. Parsi market will shove it like a...
Parsi market vich.
What the fuck is Parsi market?
Parsi market vich. That's what she's saying.
I think she's saying parse to market.
The white girl is not saying parsed.
Parse to market. Arya. I think seriously, that's what she's saying.
She's not saying parsed market Arya.
Because that's a thing, man. That's a thing in the real estate world. That's a thing. First market.
I know, but the white girl is not saying parsed. She's going to say first.
I don't know.
First market.
I don't even think she speaks English, man. I think she speaks a different language.
Kare Jaya. Parsi market
will
shove it like an Arya.
Okay, first of all,
how can you let a little bit more?
Because then she starts speaking English.
Welcome to this 4-bed, 2.5 mats.
Aja dikiye. Yeah.
And that's it. She doesn't talk for the rest of the day.
Like, okay, here's my question to this person, okay? Oh, this is in Calgary?
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Damn, I was gonna lump this in with Shuri shenanigans.
This is straight Calgary vibe.
Shuri shenanigans.
I can't even speak. Listening to this girl trying to speak Punjabi, I forgot how to speak English.
This is just false. I'm telling you, it's parsed.
Here's my question, okay? Here's my question to this guy. If you hired this girl, you're paying her by the hour or something, right?
Hopefully
you're recording
not.
All this, losing daylight. Why wouldn't you do this line a few times?
Yeah.
To where it's like somewhat like,
yeah.
You know, you can hear it.
Yeah.
Kare Jaya. Parsi market will shove it like an Arya.
Parsi Markevich.
Nevnaile.
Ke Arya.
Oh my god. I just.
Kare Jaya. Parsi market vich nam leke aaya.
It's definitely par asi market vich nam leke aaya. But what the hell are the first like 3-4 words?
Kar jaya. Parsi market vich nam leke aaya.
I think they're saying kar ja rahe. I think that's what it is.
How does that sentence make any sense though?
Kar
ja rahe, par asi
market. No, not ja rahe. It's kar ja rahe, like the like houses are selling. That's what it is.
Oh, kar ja rahe?
Yes.
Wait, what is it? What's the first? What? Say it again.
Kar ja rahe, par asi market vich
name leke aa rahe.
Oh.
Yeah. Am I the winner of Chavron Schneider?
You won Chavron Schneider, Grimmy.
I think yes. You did.
What's my prize?
Oh, that makes sense.
Yo, we should make a game called Chavron Schneider.
Where we take people's content that's all fucked up and yes. Ask people to decipher it.
You're the first official winner of Chavron Schneider.
Take that, Girk.
How do you feel?
How do you feel?
Play it again?
I beat you.
Kai Jaya. Parsi market with Shavit like
it
Arya.
Yeah, that's probably what it is. Like the guy who's recording this, like, what do you say, Kate? Let's do it like five more times.
Yeah.
This is probably your 30th time. He's like, fuck.
You don't need to sound like
that
a
that guy just like, oh, fuck, Gori, let's go. Yeah. He's like, here, just read this. She's a fucking.
The funniest thing
Parsi
is.
Parsi market.
Because it sounds like a completely different language. It doesn't even sound like the.
This is the Jimmy Tundo Pattaya girl.
No, that's a different language.
Yeah, so this is when I found out that she actually is not Punjabi.
She did a new one recently. It was so terrible again, and I was like,
"Ki chaida vintage chalon nu 4x4 chaidi ya hegi ya upar chalon nu sassi gaddi chaidi ya mazugi weekend
again mazugi
it's Honda."
Nobody's like sasti gaddi upar chalon nu, right? I was like, oh, that's pretty fucking racist.
But it works.
But her Punjabi is a bajillion times better than the other.
It's because she speaks another language, like another non-Western language.
I'm gonna start saying that. Tuanu Pattayar.
And then Bazin, so me and Rashi were laughing about this. Then this guy sends me this voice note. This guy's such a dunker, dude.
Please let it be something like what that girl's saying.
This is what Rashi sends to me.
You know what the funny thing is that the video worked.
Oh, 100%.
Right? Because that's over a million views right now. And random people like Rashi are sending voice notes. Like relating it back, like memes are the new marketing strategy. If you can make a meme go viral, especially as a business, you've made it. Like you're doing amazing things. Well, the point is be Karjaria, okay? Karjaria?
The point is this is the Parsi to market house.
Parsi to market. Tuanu Pattaya be lottery ticket, $50 million D. Calgary, which sold Hoisi.
Yeah, the 649, right? Yeah.
Did somebody claim that. It? It
hasn't been claimed yet. So they're saying check your tickets.
No, I didn't buy a lot of 649.
This last one they're saying?
Yeah, like the most recent one. There's someone sitting on $50 million right now, which is crazy to think about in this city.
Oh my God, what if it's me, guys?
What if it's you?
You just said you didn't buy a ticket.
I don't, but Tony does.
Lotto 649?
Yeah.
You play the 649?
Yeah, all the time.
Damn.
Like weekly almost.
Check it.
Checks it? Never.
Check it.
Give me 10%.
Why?
For what?
Just for existing.
Why? What do you mean? You want to give 10% to me?
Why would you give
10%? I would give you 10%.
Why?
Yeah.
If that's the case, then I will.
Why would you give 10%?
But look at me. Maybe I'm just being gullible right now. What if you actually wouldn't?
No, you're not being gullible. I make that deal with so many people.
So if you want it, that means you'd have to give 10% to like 100 people.
Not so many people. I think I made that deal with like 3 people. You would be the third one.
But she didn't even know about the deal till right now.
Yeah, now you know.
He's only saying that because Tony's buys the lottery. Every
yeah,
week.
And you
there's a high chance no, that he'll win it.
I do sometimes.
There's this, I guess, press conference.
Huh.
Who was the guy, Gervin?
Minister?
He's like the minister.
Where did I send it to? Oh,
here. The minister of what?
Immigration Minister Mark Miller.
Okay, so Mark Miller, immigration minister, does a press conference, right? And he basically says that starting now, they're raising, or next year?
2024, September 2024.
So they're raising the minimum requirement of income, like of money that you have to have in your bank account to come as a student here. So right now it's $10,000. You have $10,000 in your bank account, you're approved to come.
Yeah.
But they're going to increase it to $20,600 something.
Oh, down. They're more than doubling it?
Yeah, more than doubling it. And he's like, this is just to keep up with like the cost of living. Yeah. And, you know, because I think like the low income like threshold, that's the number or something like that. He's like, so it has to like match. Yeah. He's like, also we're like drastically reducing, significantly reducing the amount of visa applications that we're going to approve for student visas. Yeah. And then in the end, he says, this is the part where I was like, whoa, daddy, why are you so gussy? He was like, enough is enough.
Huh.
He's like, if the provinces cannot do this, we will do it for you, yeah, and you will not be happy with the blunt instruments that we use.
Ooh, boy.
Like, it was a very, like, basically a stern message to educational institutions that if you keep accepting these many people, like, you're not going to fucking like the consequences.
And in the caption, it says, Miller likened some colleges to puppy mills, saying that they provide foreigners with inadequate education while giving them a chance to get visas to work in Canada and to eventually immigrate, which is very, very true.
They're just basically like accepting anyone and everyone.
But even the amount of colleges that are popping up, because like a lot of these students come here to based on their applications to private institutions. And so like if you go look in like any of these like old plazas, usually there's like a school or a college of some sort.
But honestly, I genuinely feel like 10,000 would seem, that's like
it's so low.
So
even,
low, yeah.
Even 20,000 to me in this economy seems too low.
That's what I feel like.
You can barely survive a year paying rent $20,000.
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Because right now, renting a fucking basement somewhere is like in the major cities, it's fucking
close to 20, I think.
Like I would say average it out across Canada, it's probably $1,200.
Oh, I did it based on $1,400 and $16,800 a year.
And then, but food, transportation, textbooks, like everything you have to survive.
Yeah,
you can't survive off $20,000 in your bank account.
That's fucking nothing, man.
Yeah. So then, and then remember how they had increased the number of hours that international students can work? Yeah, so they're like, that's extended. I guess I didn't even know that was temporary. I don't know why I thought that was permanent.
That's extended to September 2024.
No, that's extended till April. But they're saying that the people that are going to be applying for the September 2024 semester, because it goes based on like semesters, that's what the new guidelines are going to be.
That they can't work more than 20?
And the whole application thing.
Like it's going to be severely...
The $20,000 in your bank and
the cutback on visas given out?
Yeah. So
I thought the
$20,000 Canadian is one... So bought on luck. Technically, for the people that own like land and stuff, kind of still have nothing in a way. Like not nothing, but they can come up
sell,
with
they can like sell like a killa and you're good to go.
Yeah.
I thought student visas were approved by the government of Canada.
Yeah, for immigration. So
then how is it up to the colleges to...
No, I think because the colleges accept the students. And I think one of the requirements to get a student visa is that you're accepted into a Canadian institution. But they're saying these institutions are just handing out these acceptances like fucking candy. Yeah. And then so they're just accepting every single person into every single program.
Dude, if they've already started this and we're still under the Liberal government, imagine what's going to happen when Conservatives take over, which is going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
And they come in there and fucking lay the rock's elbow on everybody.
Yeah, they're going to Rikishi everyone.
Bro. I'm fucking sitting here just waiting for a topic. Alberta is fucking nutching. Rejoice.
I don't know.
Get us back to this conservative shit.
Yeah, but then what's going to happen is the rental market's going to cool down. Like everything's going to start to...
I don't think so.
But the thing is that nothing's actually going to change.
Yeah.
It's going to be another 4 years and people are not going to be happy and upset and they're going to want Liberal back. Liberal comes back and people are not going to be... And it's just a fucking constant cycle. Like nothing actually changes.
It's because everything everyone does is so extreme. You know, there's no like we say it all the time. There's no like middle ground.
Yeah. Like once the next one gets into power, they go so far to the other side.
Yeah.
And then, like, slowly they creep back.
Like, to Trudeau's like, we're letting in 500,000 people every single year. Conservatives come in, we're deporting fucking 150,000 people every, right? Like, that, there's no, like, Joel, why can't we just settle at, like, 200,000, right? Yeah. Well, you know, it's like, no one's doing that. It's like fucking 100 or nothing.
So, like, I'm curious to know what the blunt instruments are that he's going to use. Like, what is that? What does that threat mean? That's a threat.
Yeah.
I think it would have to do something to do with not approving these colleges to open up. But then that starts to hurt, like, the economy in general. Like, then, so let's say they change
the rule. Or they're just going to straight up start fining them.
Or rejecting the application. I think what he's actually saying is, like, if you're an institution that's fucking handing the shit out left, right, and center, and it comes across our desk that you're that type of institution, we're just going to ban you.
Yeah.
Shut you down.
Yeah,
like, yeah, we're going to ban you from submitting applications for this. You can only take local students.
But at the end of the day, this is, like, a big part. It's kind of come into, like, the bigger economy at this point. It's not just in, like, Surrey or Brampton, like, where the colleges, like, all the stuff that the payments that the students are making to the colleges, but then the students are coming here, they're renting places, they have jobs and a lot. You go to Surrey, you can't go into Tim Hortons, Walmart, Superstore, any of these, like, big chain places without, like, the workers being usually international students.
Let me tell you about Rue Cafe and Bar. I have personally been there multiple times. Their food is absolutely amazing. And right now, because of the holiday season, they have added multiple items to their menu to get you in the holiday spirit. Okay, they've transformed their space into the warm, cozy Christmas vibes. Their Christmas menu includes some scrumdiddlyumptious items like a turkey dinner, eggnog apple cranberry waffle, potato and squash ravioli. They have festive drinks. You can get festive coffee drinks too with your brunch. They also have a dinner with Santa, so you can bring your kids to come meet Santa. He'll be there walking around, talking to everyone, taking pictures with the kids, and also the kids are going to get some gifts as well. So you can't go wrong with dinner with Santa, okay? You have to book it online. So you have to go to their website, www.dineatrue, spelled RUEX.com. Book dinner with Santa before it sells out because their first date sold out. Check them out. Go over there, have some brunch, have some lunch, have some late night dinner, have it all at Rue Cafe and Bar. Located in Surrey. I don't know if I mentioned that. It's in Surrey. So if you're in Surrey, check them out. All right, guys, let's hop into the Coach's Huddle portion of the podcast where we answer your questions, react to your stories. Please don't take anything seriously. We're just talking about shit. If you need professional help, please reach out to someone who knows what they're talking about. This is just for entertainment purposes only. My husband and I have been married for a year, but dated for 4 years. Over the years, we've been open about our dating history. My husband was my first serious relationship, but he has had more relationships and flings than me. In the past summer, we were at a reception that his ex-fling was at. I noticed she smiled at me in passing and was pretty chill because she was there with her fiance. However, my husband was so awkward. Awkward in all caps, okay? He wouldn't look in her direction and got awkward around her fiance. I'm pretty sure they didn't notice, thankfully. I know he must have had a thing with this girl over 7 years ago, but that run-in was really odd. I love this guy a lot, but I know he's very emotional, and my suspicion is that there's more to this story. Like, what if he liked this girl more than he first led me to believe? I wouldn't care that much, but we have an engagement party coming up this winter, and I know his ex-fling is going to be there. I don't want to embarrass my husband, but it's so embarrassing for me to watch him squirm because his ex is walking by us on the way to the washroom. Like, what do I even say? I'm not trying to cause a fight, but I think my husband just needs to be fucking for real and admit to himself that he's bothered by the ex. Gravine, what would you feel or say if you saw Tony's blood pressure going up because his ex was in the same roti lineup as you? Any advice on how this convo should go would really be appreciated. 29 years old. I would literally slap him on the back of the head and be like, get yourself together, man.
Yeah.
He's probably just what are you fucking doing embarrassing me like this?
He's just a panicked thisy man. He's probably like, you know that this is his ex. He's probably all like, oh my god, oh my god.
But it's weird, but I get what she's saying, because that would be embarrassing.
Yeah.
If he's just like shifty-eyed and like getting all the weird. Part that's and like, she's all cool and collected.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
Yo, what are you doing? You're embarrassing me.
yeah, like be a man.
Yeah, like be more confident in your life. Yes,
it's the insecurity that's like, yeah.
Yeah, like what are you fucking nervous about, jittery about? Like,
he's probably like, fuck, man, she's gonna ask me questions and shit. Like, you know, he probably made some bullshit story.
No, she's not. No, she's not saying anything about herself.
She hasn't said anything to him.
And how she feels about it and how he might be worried that she feels weird. She's fully saying that he looks like a nervous wreck.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And like, she's like just living her life.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just, it's just
you
like
guys a fucking sweating buckets.
But that was like, I feel like all so many days would be like that, man.
I would die.
Your girl knows
laughing.
That your ex is there and the ex, they start talking, you're probably like, fuck, man, who knows what this bitch gonna fucking say, right? Like, that's probably what he's thinking.
No, man. We fully got, like, I'm not a good person to ask this, because, like...
Green does not give a fuck.
Yeah, and we've fully gone to, like, Tori's, like, ex's house after Mansa was born for, like, her birthday and stuff. And, like, all up in there with her family and stuff.
Tony's the fucking man. Yeah. What a fucking G, yo. Think about that, man. This guy's got his current wife at his ex's house. They ripped it.
Yeah.
Bravo.
Slow clap for Tony.
Slow clap for Tony.
No, but if you're this did that. Happen, like where, and I have a feeling that like, you know, the one that I was like spiraling over.
Yeah.
If this happened with her around, I would, first of all, yeah, be pissed. And then, yeah, I would probably do the same thing. I'd be like,
Get it together.
Get it together.
Arrange yourself.
You look desperate.
Yeah.
Look a little bit more confident and maybe she'll look your way.
Yeah. That's exactly what I would say. I mean, she didn't want your ass. But I don't want your ass right now either. So get it together, bitch.
No, you're just nervous about that man. That's all it is. I don't think there's anything like
us. Yeah, he probably is nervous, whatever. But the point is, like, just fake it like you're not.
Yeah.
You're fucking sitting there, like, going, like, stretching your collar. Like, you know?
But we don't even know if he's doing that, man.
No, but I'm just saying, like, you know, if he's so awkward.
And if he's not even, like, looking in her direction. Yeah, I'm so curious. What happened? Like, is she the one that broke his heart? Or
yeah, who knows?
Or did he do something to her?
Who cares, man? You guys are getting married. She's married.
She's already married him.
They are married. The person who submitted is already married to the guy who's getting nervous, and the ex is engaged to someone.
Yeah. So yeah, you guys both, whatever. So moved on.
No, I'm just saying I would definitely be like,
that'd be so funny.
Yeah, I'd be like, Sally, what the fuck are you doing, man?
yeah, like relax. Get it together.
Take it easy, man.
Relax. Calm down. Be cool, calm, and collected.
Girls like confidence.
Yeah, you're right now, you're acting like an idiot.
He's like, oh, she'll like confidence? But he gets all fucked, right?
Then he gets too delayed.
Then he gets too confident.
He submits again.
Before you know, he's on the dance floor with her. You're just like, what the fuck?
You're like, shit.
Oh my Damn. God. I don't know. I would just... I think for my own curiosity, I would be like, okay, so what... I would be like, or maybe I don't know. Have you asked him? Like, you know, who would you say out of your people do you feel like is the one that got away?
Oh my God, don't start that.
No, don't start that.
Green, what are you doing?
What are you going to get out of that?
Hey, the average person is not like you. So you can't ask people to do that. That's just like asking them to open up a can of worms.
That's fighting.
As the Gordon would say. Yeah,
like, that's the fighting words.
Need
right
to
there.
Go into therapy or something.
Who's the one that got away? Oh my God. That's like divorce level conversations.
Straight out. Don't,
what are you doing?
Don't take relationship advice from Graveen, man. Yeah. This chick is at Tony's ex's house. Yeah. Like,
the last person we need to
take it from me, fuck.
Take it from
Do not be asking who your partners, who's the person that got away.
Yeah.
Like, what? It should be no one. The person that could got it away is me, but I'm right here. That's the correct answer.
And that would
it's a
make
trick question, fam.
That would make any banda even so much more nervous, right?
Really?
Yeah. And that's the thing. If
Green is a trick question.
100%.
Oh,
you even know me.
What kind of trick, dumbass? I was thinking. I was
fully like Green. Yeah.
I'm like going back. Okay.
No, because some people are dumb enough to answer.
That's me.
Your card is going
or do exactly that. Start thinking, and you'd be like,
what are you thinking about? Yeah. There's nothing to think about.
I'll be like,
Grameen.
I mean, if you literally want to answer.
Grameen's playing games. That's what
you're doing. Playing chess. I'm over here playing checkers. I'm over here playing fucking goldfish.
Damn. Oh,
that's toxic.
I would just wouldn't even want to see the hesitation if there was some. So I would never even ask.
Yeah.
Like, see, ignorance is bliss.
Yeah. Like, obviously, there's that path to take.
Yeah, which is the one that most people probably should take.
I recently kept seeing on TikTok this like thing girls are doing to like their boyfriends.
Yeah, it's like name a woman.
I was like, yo, I watched the
that
first
one. That one doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah, I was like, why is this chick getting mad? He just named a girl, but then apparently you're supposed to name the chick.
Yeah, but like right when someone says that, you think of like the first famous person.
Yeah. I would like that one guy's like Donna. The chick's like, who's Donna? He's like the cashier at Dollarama. What?
Yeah, girls are like, it should be me. But it's like, no, like, you're asking, name a woman. Yeah. Right?
He's the woman.
He's
thinking of the best woman.
The dollar. I'm
he's thinking bitch. Of a woman, not the woman. That you would be the woman, you know? Hey, coach. Hello, the pod. You all make me laugh so hard, even though I've been having a hard time lately. I would love your opinion on my situation. My husband and I have been married for 4 years. We have been together for 12. Recently, I found out that he has been accumulating debt and lying about it. He went as far as borrowing money from my friend's husband.
Ooh.
I read that. I was like, okay. Asking good. And asked them not to tell me.
And they told her?
And he told me 1 year later because he still had to pay them back and risked my friendship with her. He also bought a car without telling me. And has taken out multiple payday loans.
What?
Like payday, the fucking loan company.
Yeah.
Damn, people are doing that?
Yo, can you guys explain to me what a payday loan is?
Payday loan is like...
How does it work?
You go like, okay, for example, like Money Mart. You could go to Money Mart and be like, yo, I don't have any money, whatever. I need X amount of money, like $1,000. They take a bunch of your information, all your like, I don't know, credit information or some shit. And they let you borrow that money, but you have to pay it back within a very like short period of time. Usually it's like under a month. And the interest on it is like insane. It's like 20%, 30% interest on it.
So they just give you money.
Something like
that. And they give you cash on the spot.
On the spot? Like you don't have, like, it's not like get like $100 for $30 or something?
No, yeah, it is. It's meant for like smaller amounts.
Get like, $100 for $30, meaning it's 30% tax.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Like, oh. Like they'll give you, like, let's say you went there and you're like, yo, I need to borrow $1,000. I have no money. They'll take your information down. They'll give you $1,000. Then in a month, you're paying back $1,300.
Okay, got it. Okay, yeah. Okay,
you're paying about $1,000,
but you're not paying anything there at that moment. You're paying the interest later. Okay, got it. Okay.
Oh my god. 1 second. Sorry, I totally forgot
to pay your Money Mart loan. Grimmy's like, oh shit. It's gonna go up to 40% interest. Look how panic she got.
So panicked. Yeah.
Straight up. Alright, Money Mart. Yeah.
Piano. Taekwondo and piano today.
Who?
Today's Monday, not Tuesday.
Who has what?
Mansa has piano and taekwondo.
What kind of fucking activities are these? Piano and taekwondo.
The most opposite.
Yeah.
Of the spectrum.
Oh my god. Okay.
Do you see? You can do that.
No, you
can't. She gets into a fight, she just fuck it.
To pay your Money Mart loan.
Yeah. For months, I was fucking piano and taekwondo lessons.
Oh my god. Okay. Anyways, so he's taken out multiple payday loans. He has a history of making bad financial decisions, which has ruined his and now my credit. And the fact that he's been lying about it has been the last straw for me, especially since this isn't the first time. He did this while we were engaged as well, and I thought he had learned and grown from it. Wow, what have we been saying since day one? What have we been saying since day one?
Yeah.
When you notice something's off, put a pause on those plans, okay? We are currently separated.
Well,
I didn't read that part.
Finally made a good decision.
We are currently separated mainly because of this issue, amongst other things, and I don't know if I should give him another chance. He even refuses to help me pay the mortgage since he moved out.
Yeah, I was probably like, sick. Fuck, I can't even afford this shit anyways. The payday clerk's probably like, oh, yeah, I'll pay.
I don't think he's going to change at this point. What do you think? We also have a kid together, which makes things more difficult.
Oh.
Bro.
Okay.
I'm not equipped to answer this question.
Yeah, Green can answer this
I one. Don't have any kids.
Oh, my God.
Gravine's all about the financial security. Yeah.
She's not down for this.
Yeah.
If you know Gravine,
like, does he have a pension?
I'm pausing before I say anything because like only the worst things are coming to my mind right now to say, but they'd be too mean.
Here, I'll say it because I have no stake in anything here. Yeah, you just leave this man's, bro.
No, obviously leave the man. I'm not saying stay with him for the kid, but I'm just like, wow, you procreated with this person? I'm sorry. Like, obviously, if somebody ever has to take a payday loan because, like, you know, that's how they're going to put food on the table and they're trying to do all the things right, but they just can't, you know, and they're in a minimum wage job or something. But this is like, you just have like a, you just don't know, not even that you don't know how to handle money. Like, you're actually just dumb.
Yeah.
That would have been the fucking straw for me. You're going to payday to get money? No. We are fucking done, buddy. Right? Straight up. You all can gamble it, do whatever the fuck, but payday? Come on.
You could be at the poker table all day and we can work on it. But as soon as you go to payday,
I'm sorry, that's but like, a just level look of. At Money Mart location. First, look at where they are. Okay.
Yeah, they're in like low income housing.
Yeah, you're not gonna put it in the fucking wealthy area. And they're like, what the fuck?
$1,000? North Van, there's a fucking payday next to the fucking Louis Vuitton store.
Like in Surrey, in the lower mainland, I understand, like they're kind of peppered everywhere. But here, there's literally only, I think, one quadrant of the city.
Yeah. Northeast represent, what's up?
No, what's Southeast, bro. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're doing it because you like literally need have like your parents and your kids to feed or something, like everybody is broke in this situation. Yeah. But you're taking out car loans.
Yeah.
You're borrowing money from your friends.
Yeah, like what like, are you doing?
Like you're bad with credit. Like, oh my God. Like how, what are all the things that have to go wrong for this wife in this situation to understand that this man's is like not it?
It's not it.
This is the type of debt I was getting into when I was in like fucking, when I was like 21.
You got paid it?
No, but I could see, no, I didn't even hit that bottom of the barrel.
Yeah,
no.
That's what I mean. Yeah. Like,
yeah, one time I went to Opa and my debit card showed insufficient funds. Yeah. And I couldn't afford $9 at Opa at one point.
Look, we've all been there, okay? Yeah. When we were like 17 or something. And yeah,
like you're living showing... in overdraft and shit, right?
Yeah.
Wait, do cards even show insufficient funds these days? Or does it just say declined?
No, if you have... No, I think it does say...
I don't even think I qualified for overdraft. Yeah. That's
all. I remember. One time they called me, they're like, oh, we can increase your overdraft limit. I'm like, fucking do it, man. What do you... I remember they telling Harm, I'm like, yo, I ripped it. These guys are increasing my overdraft. Yeah, I was like, I fucking... This is sick. That, yeah. They're just throwing money at me at this point.
It's $100.
Fucking do it.
Oh, why are you even asking me? This seems like a no-brainer.
I do remember that
first. You think I'm stupid to pass on this?
That first $100 overdraft increase. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
It's a good feeling.
Straight up, man. I was pumped. I was like, oh, let's go play poker.
Oh, yeah. My God.
Yeah, little did you know that the banks were like, this guy's the biggest idiot on this file right here.
Yeah. Give him more money to spend.
God. Dude, this is, okay, if it was just like, you're just making all these dumb decisions and it's just the two of you, but now you have a kid with this idiot. Like, that's like, oh my, I don't even know all the things to compare this to because now it's not even like you can leave him and whatever, you're going to make him pay. Bitch, you can't. Nothing, you're like, he literally is not. You're going to be paying him. Yeah. That's the other problem.
Oh.
He can come after, like if she was working and she shows more, her income is higher or whatever. This is where the prenups come in, remember? Because it comes in for debt.
What do you mean? Can't they just get divorced and he agrees to give her the kid and everything and go separate ways? She just has to pay him?
Yeah. If it, because his debt is her debt.
Why?
Oh, because he accumulated it while they were married. And so, but if there was a prenup, even if there was a prenup just to say, okay, whatever we make together, it will, you know, we split it together, however it is. But whatever debt we go into, yeah, but you can have a prenup or post-nuptial agreement or whatever for debt. Like, usually it's all in there, but you can have one, like, if you needed to, you could have one specifically just for debt.
Create one and then pay this guy $500 to sign it. He'll probably do it too. Right? Like, I'll give you this $500 interest-free loan. Sign this document. Yeah. This guy's like, fucking sign me up.
Sign me up. And I'm telling you, it's probably so much worse than what you think it is.
How old is this chick?
31.
100%. Damn. It's so much worse. Because at this point, the things that he has to do to cover things up, you don't even know the lengths to it. That, there's probably a private loan in there somewhere, like from a loan shark. And there's like a Western loan shark. That term
is so scary to me. Loan shark is one of the scariest job titles ever.
Yo, it's one of the fucking most lucrative businesses.
It is? To be a loan shark?
Yeah. So
but like, obviously they don't call themselves, they call themselves private
lenders.
What is it? Private lenders.
Yeah, private lenders.
It's loan sharks are more like in third world countries where like they're literally like fucking you up to get their money back. Here it's private lenders and they'll lend you money at like
stupid interest
26% interest rates. And because of we're all old enough to understand how interest works, once you get into that downward spiral of high interest rates and like large amounts of debt, now you're picking up more debt at a higher interest rate to pay off in just the interest of your other loans, credit cards, cars. Because even like, let's say he got a car loan without telling her, and they both have bad credit. Imagine the rate.
I remember a while ago we had a submission similar to this, like where this girl was engaged to this guy who like would spend a lot of his like money and didn't save it, but there was no like debt type of situation, no lying going on. Yeah. And you know, I do believe in certain situations where people can change their money spending habits, but this is a completely different.
This is a
like lane.
Yeah, like this is you need therapy. For
this is like lying.
Yeah, not only do you need like regular counseling, you have to do literal credit counseling.
Your mistake is getting married to this guy when you saw it the first time.
500%.
When he was lying to you while you were engaged about money. Yeah. Oh, next levels. As soon as lying comes in there, it's a big red flag.
It's always fucking money too, right?
Yeah, but no. But at the end of the day, you're still always gonna have problems because money is usually the root of all problems. Yeah. Good or bad, but usually bad. But man, and you know what? It's so crazy because like, let's say, you know how when there's like cheaters, like let's say a person cheats before they get married and then the other person still gets married to them. That's pretty much like their gateway to be like, this person's never going to leave me because when they had the opportunity to fully just walk away, they did it. And now they're fully getting bound, legally bound to me. Now I can definitely continue doing it. And now they have even more reason to stay stuck to me. Now apply that. But to debt, you're literally opening up his access to more debt by you combine him being able to like use you as like a co-signer or like just your wife or your joint bank account, all these things that open him up.
I would have immediately gotten the ick as soon as I found out that he borrowed money from my friend's husband. I would have gotten the ick right there.
Well, yeah, but that sounds like it's after they've had a kid.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
Like, how amazing is this guy otherwise that you overlooked all of this?
Like, what fucking jadu is this? How good looking is he?
Is this the Hrithik Roshan with the personality of Shah Rukh Khan in Shah Rukh Khan movies? Like, what?
That was the worst of references ever. It's ever,
great
ever
for me. Clearly, that's what I would like.
Well, what is this guy? Like Harpajan Mon or something?
With Babu Mon's personality?
Saffron Schneid? He's singing Saffron Schneid to you every night?
Yeah. Like, what is this guy? Hans Raj Hans or something? That you're falling for him?
You know what? Hans Raj Hans would be pretty amazing to be married to.
Oh, but that's crazy, man.
By the way, have you seen Hans Raj Hans's wife?
I wonder how much debt he's actually in.
I wanted to know the numbers. Like,
yeah.
How much money did you borrow? Because,
realistically,
from?
Like, let's say he's like, you know, 50K, 60K in debt. And I was like, chalo, you know, you can get out of that.
No, Grikarn.
You can manage to get out of that
right,
debt
but,
cycle.
But would you say that this is a person that you'd want to spend the rest of your life with? No. They lied to you about it?
It's not, and they went to payday loans? Yeah.
You're the one who was saying it'd be over as soon as they walked into payday loans.
Yeah, but that's like a different level of, like, you know, junkerness. I don't even know that. That's just fucking janky.
Especially, like, okay, fine. No, if you're walking into a, like, if you're walking into a, no offense.
That's like janky. Then he realized that someone listening probably has gone to payday loans, and he's like, no offense.
No, I'm not just. I'm just saying. Sometimes, yeah, you have to fucking go through the, you know, turmoil. But this seems like it's like a fucking regular. He's a regular payday man.
Sorry, when and did she reference like when approximately when he went to payday loans? Like,
no,
was this
no,
recently?
No. That was just casually thrown in there, and we just latched onto it.
But I don't know, man. That's a big casual thing to throw in there.
Yeah, it is.
You know,
if
you
it was like it started off like that when he was like 22.
But it says okay, multiple fine. Payday loans. It wasn't like a belly buddy mob situation.
That's what I'm saying. Multiple? That's all. Because you probably realized how easy it was to get the money.
Yeah.
But see, that okay, so this is what happened to him. So that's what I was looking into. Like, because so you have to show your pay stubs, let's say, one of the ways to do it. And there's got to be options where they can pretty much like garnish your wages, probably, in a way.
Fuck.
So like where it, that's why it's called payday loans. Because there's, there you... Is
when
or
you get paid,
away,
buddy, you pay the loan.
Before you get paid, your debt, your
loan gets paid.
Your loan gets paid. So it's supposed to be that, like, oh my God, I definitely knew how this
Gervin's 100? You know too much, yeah.
No, because I was looking
then
into
like,
the...
Actually, I pulled up the rules. I'm like looking at her phone. It's a picture of Manza.
No.
She just hasn't memorized
it. The fact that you know the ins and outs of the payday loan policy is very alarming.
Really sus.
How many loans do you have to be?
No, it's because I was looking into this like microfinance thing in India.
Yeah. Looking into microfinancing.
No, I swear
that's what
God.
It is. Like $1,000 a day or some shit. $1,000 a month. Gravy's just like, yeah, fucking give it to me.
No, I was literally looking into microloans and microfinance in India. And then I was like, okay, well, there's pretty much a version of this that happens here.
Okay, but don't you guys think that you could just live your life on debt?
Yeah, so many people do. A lot of people that like have...
Like, if you're okay with having debt, right? Like, let's say mentally it's not like an issue for you. Couldn't you just... live your life.
So that's it's pretty much debt? A debt pyramid scheme.
Yeah, a lot of people do that. A lot of people like they just keep borrowing money from different institutions
until you die, and then who's gonna take it from you when you're dead? No one.
Because a lot of these loans have a day that you have to pay it off by.
But then what happens if you
they're
don't?
They're not
pay
revolving
it?
Lines.
But then
of
what
credit?
Happens if
no,
you don't pay it?
No, some.
Then
some,
when you die, they go to your next of kin and take it from them.
Yeah, but I'm dead at this point. I don't give a fuck. Because that's on you guys.
But what, don't you love your family and you don't want to stress them out?
No, I also
as
no,
she looks
saying,
across at her
like,
brother
mentally. If you don't like you're not affected by like the idea of having debt and people taking on your debt, right? You could essentially live your entire life
100%. And there's definitely people that do that.
Yeah. So like. It's like if you don't pay your loans, like what's
the worst
gonna
happen? But
then
you're just like an isolated person. Nobody wants to.
What do you mean no one wants to? Like
no, unless you're putting up a facade that you're not doing
yes,
it.
That's what I'm saying.
No, but the thing is you can't like keep up the facade forever. At some point, sometimes.
Like do you get arrested? Do you like what happens?
You could get arrested.
No, so it depends, man. So.
Right. But what I'm trying to say is that you could. Live your life easily, pretty easily, fairly easily, just accruing debt. Not to encourage people to carry on debt, but like, it's not like...
I think taking out loans and not paying them back from multiple banks and institutions and blah, 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 and going through collections and all that bullshit for years and years and years, I think there's a very slim chance that any legal action can be actually taken against
you. That's my question.
Yeah, but what happens like, is like you're... access to things starts getting limited where for example like when we
that's why you use cash for everything
even now like the average person if you're renting your basement you can do a credit check
sorry yeah I totally forgot about the whole credit process so you can't get a house car
even to rent like some people think that you only need good credit to buy a place but now because I think it's like getting so bad almost everybody is even checking credit right. to rent a place.
The wild to me, the payday loans to me, okay, whatever, you can keep that secret. The asking your friends, your wife's friend's husband for money and then asking them not to tell her.
See, that's what happens. Like, this wild. Is what I mean. You get isolated because look, he had to jump to the other side. He probably already maxed out his own family and friend
yeah.
circle.
Yeah.
Look at that.
There's only 10 days left until Christmas, guys. And if you're searching for that last minute gift, we got you. From today until Christmas, if you mention my code COACHES at Fresh Canvas, you'll get 15% off all gift cards and 20% off any of their skincare products. Also, if you're booking for the first time, you can also get one free laser session, okay? One free laser session if you've never been there before and you mention COACHES podcast. Choose from face, underarms, or bikini laser. I'm hooking it up, y'all. I'm hooking it up, all right? So make sure you take advantage and make sure you use their holiday specials. Full face laser is $40 for my listeners only. And all facials are 10% off. Microneedling is $1.99 and much more. If you guys want to support the pod, you got to check out the sponsors. Check them out, Fresh Canvas, and tell them that we sent you. Hey, coach. So my best friend is Sherry Lunkin, and she's dating a Punjabi guy. Their relationship has been going really great over the past year and a half, 2 years or so. And from the outsider view, it's very healthy. My friend's parents are fairly open to the idea of interfaith marriages and relationships. But knowing Punjabi families, especially moms, there would be a lot of struggles when it comes to introducing each other's parents. So in the summer, she really wanted her boyfriend to tell his parents and get an idea of how they feel about it. And it took him a few months, but up until a month ago, he told his parents. The initial reaction wasn't as great because right away, the mom was sending screenshots of issues when it comes to inter-caste and inter-ethnic marriages that she found on a website.
Auntie, you have evolved, eh?
Yeah, bro.
They're like, oh, they're
screenshotting the articles.
Yeah.
And just last night, he was given a, quote, contract listing out things that my best friend must comply to. Oh. And they got the information online about inter-ethnic relationships and the difficulties and stuff. Below is the list that the parents have listed out that she must do. 1. We are okay with qualification, family, and her looks. We must see her family picture.
Damn, okay.
2. She agrees to learn Punjabi. 3. She will accept Punjabi culture and our Sikh religion. 4. She will accept our social circle. Wedding ceremonies will be according to us.
I'm sorry, is this like that, you know, those yeah. those matrimonial things that we were watching?
Yeah, I guess
day?
So. We are Sikh and she is Buddhist. And then it says, we must adapt to her social circle. You must adapt to her social circle, religion, and culture too. There can be conflict if you both want to dominate each other. Next, when you have kids, their ceremonies be according to our culture.
So they're going to be Punjabi kids.
Yeah. Always husband last name attached to kids. She will also be agreeing to use Kaur.
This cannot be real.
It's real. It's real.
The guys and this out of to this girl. He's like, hey, so yeah. Seems like everything's good if we can just get this signed here.
And then they listed out like some of the difficulties from like the website. Family acceptance and consent, difference in cultural background, family rights, need for sacrifice, compromise, language barrier, food choice, finance. These are all the issues with interfaith.
This is literally the issue with anything or anyone.
Yeah, she goes, and then the girl who submitted, she's like, I may be Hindu, but I have Punjabi background, and this is embarrassing for me to even see.
Yeah.
Please let me know your thoughts and what I can do as a friend to help guide them through this process with coming to terms with his parents. Especially this backwards idiot of a mom.
Why is this chick even getting involved?
I know, she's getting fully involved.
You're getting too in there.
I would be guiding my friend to not yeah. get married yeah. to a That's big
when you'd be like,
idiot.
Oh, I don't know, man, I'm Hindu. That's when you're just like, oh, we don't do this type of shit.
Well, first of all, it could have been anybody, okay?
Oh my god. I would, if I was to, if you're gonna play this portion of the podcast for your friend, my advice to this friend would be run for the hills.
Yeah.
Okay? Run for the hills.
And like, I'm sorry, she's still considering getting married to the guy, like knowing that this is the womb he came out of.
No, man.
And the fact that he, the Besharm, brought the list to her too. Okay, let's say if this somehow happened to me in any way, shape, or form, I'd freaking, like, not let it make it past me. Like, I'd be like, okay, my parents are dumb, and, like, yeah. I can't, but I can't let this be known, like, publicly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I can't let people know how stupid.
And I can't go embarrass myself and be like, oh, yeah, they said this. So, like, how does that make me look in this situation? Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
They cannot be having a contract requesting. Like, what is this even? I would have laughed in the guy's face. I would have been like, what? Are you serious?
I literally would have been like, don't ever talk to him. Like, we're done. I don't even like you anymore.
What if he's like, I don't agree with this?
He's like, yo, look at the stupid list they gave me.
Yeah.
What if but that's, that literally tells me that he's dumb. For why? Even. Because now showing he's like, you? Now he's showing you, like, it just complicates things.
Maybe you should just meet the parents first. Because sometimes you don't.
You would still. No, I wouldn't. Oh my God.
I'd be like, no. Obviously, they're not ready to accept interfaith.
Yeah.
And I'm not about to enter myself into this family right now. So.
I don't know. Sometimes when you meet the parents, then they, you know, then they change, little change of heart there.
Yeah, maybe. You know what's really funny, though, is that these parents are like, these are going to be all the difficulties with intercaste, blah, 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 family acceptance. You're the problem. Yes. You're the reason why it's going to be hard. Because these two are already together, regardless of their backgrounds. Yeah. So they're fine. You're the issue here. So fuck your list and look at the problems you're causing. That's what parents don't understand, man. They're just like always trying to interfere into this. Like, just let your kids do what they want to do at the end of the day, as long as they're not killing anyone. Also, let me give you the age, okay?
Don't tell me it's over 30.
No.
Oh.
The girl's 23.
Oh, oh God. It's the other direction where it's...
And the guy's 25.
That's too young, man.
Dude, if I was 23...
No wonder the list made it to you that the guy is a child.
If I'm 20, this girl's 23, right? Bro, I'm 23. I should be in Ibiza right now.
Yeah.
Not worried about
shaking
your
family. Shaking your ass.
Not in front. Oh, no, yeah. Not in fucking worrying about your parents' acceptance list. At fucking 23?
Yeah, that's too young, man.
That's wild.
They're both too young.
The parents probably just fucking threw some shit together, too.
Yeah, because they're probably like, he's our little baby, and this is what we're going to do. And this is what it requires to be with our little baby. Literally, there's more requirements for this than there is for freaking hiring, like...
Student visa. The student visa application process is apparently easier than this. you at least you know you don't have to change your religion and stuff to get a student visa.
The religion thing was definitely the wildest, but everything else they're saying, like, you naturally just already do that, like... usually people do already give their kids like the dad's last name. Usually they do, especially if like the one parent is sick and the
like,
other
if
person
you
is-
were nice and accepting, then she would have even wanted to learn some Punjabi.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like when you're accepting, 100%. Like look at all the people we know that have interfaith marriage, and they are like usually excited.
Yeah, to learn Punjabi and stuff.
And they're like the ones that are like always trying to do the most for their in-laws and stuff.
Yeah,
like,
always the non-Punjabis are always trying to do the most.
You're too young, man. And
you're too young to be worried about this. First of all, the first mistake was tell your parents about me. This guy can barely wipe his own ass. You think he's ready to defend you?
Yeah.
To his family?
I know a similar fucking situation, man. I know some younger kid right now. I think he's like 21 or something, 22. And he was like dating some chick, and then his parents like found out, and they found out that she's like not Punjabi or whatever, and they're like, no, like you can't, like stop dating her, stop seeing her or whatever. Like,
what,
you know,
what'd he do?
Obviously, told her.
He told his girlfriend.
Yeah.
And then what?
Then they broke up.
Yeah, classic.
There you go.
Yeah. Like that is not the age, man. Like
that, these, then I told her,
these
like,
guys
what
don't
are
have
you
backbones at this age.
I started all. I was like, he's like, yo, man, I snapped on my parents. And I'm like, yo, why would you go tell your girl?
The thing is, like, they're living under these people's, like, they're living with their parents under their roof, under their rules. They're not financially able to stand up on their.
There you go.
They have nothing to say to their parents to be like, I'm responsible enough to make this.
That's what it was.
They're gonna be like,
that's what it is.
Of the 30 samni ka sada, but die I girlfriend labbi Sri Lankan.
Yeah. And if you're 25-year-old, guaranteed you're gonna be.
So if you're 23, don't be asking your crusty boyfriend to tell his parents about you. Okay. Okay. Here's a nice one. not a nice one. It's not. Really, I mean, yeah, I guess.
Stressful.
Easygoing.
Easygoing.
Hey, coaches, love the pod. You guys are killing it. I'm kind of stuck. I hate my 9-to-5, and I know you guys all did one earlier in your life. I was wondering if you have any tips for surviving the 9-to-5 or on how you left the 9-to-5 to become entrepreneurs. 25 years old.
I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God.
Can you repeat that question?
He was helping Foofly figure out his
shirt. Helping Foofly figure out his fit situation? That's more... Foofly's t-shirt fit is more important than this recording right now.
Sorry, go. You survived the 9-to-5 by leaving the 9-to-5.
No. Okay, first of all, no. Not everyone needs to leave the 9-to-5. I think... First of all, do you even want to be an entrepreneur? Is that even something that you want to do?
That's the fucking number one question you should be asking.
Because you can't just be like, I don't like my current job and the 9-to-5 sucks. Honestly, 9-to-5 can be pretty great too. You just need to
figure out the right one.
Maybe you're just not at the right place, or you need to go find a different company or a different working situation.
Yeah, because when you're self-employed or like trying to start like a business or of any sorts, there's no money coming in. For a very long time.
Or sometimes ever.
Or sometimes ever, yeah. Like, seriously, sometimes you don't know where your paycheck's coming from. Especially with, like, being a realtor or something. Even a mortgage broker or something.
I'm trying to get a hold of you so badly
I'm trying to text them that I'm not able to pick up right now. No. Because I'm a professional and I don't pick up the phone when I'm recording, okay?
Then put it on fucking vibrate.
It's ringing because my laptop is on.
I'm just saying, even as like a realtor, like you don't know where your paycheck's gonna come from. You don't sell a house for like a month, 2 months, that's zero money coming in, but thousands going out.
Yes, that's the biggest fucking problem.
Yeah.
Sometimes first you need to figure that out. If that's what you want, then yeah, start making a plan. But I would say the way we all did it is we started the side thing first, started doing it, and then eventually phased. Well, Pammy just up and quit one day.
But it's very hard.
What do you mean? I was ready. What do you mean?
Yeah. Side thing. So like the way the reason I'm saying like you were the one that actually just like one day you quit. Whereas I took a leave for a year.
The best fucking moment of my life. I know. When I handed in that 2 weeks, I was like.
But like I took a leave for a year and then you were on and off too.
Yeah. I was doing both. I was doing like my government job and office job, whatever. I was doing that and I was doing real estate. First, I did it full time for about a year and a half, almost 2 years. Yeah. I did it full time. Then it was too hard to manage both full time. Yeah. So then I started doing part time 9-to-5. And then the rest of my time was real estate. Yeah. And then after that, then I took a 3 month leave of absence. And then after those 3 months, I never went back.
Yeah. I fully took like a yearly.
Yeah.
And I just bookered it.
Yeah,
It was the greatest feeling though.
It was the best feeling ever. Also, it wasn't like a thing that was like, oh, I'm just going to quit today. And blah, blah, blah. Like I struggled for almost a year to build up the courage to do that.
But it was like every day Pammy's going into work and she's messaging. She's probably having the conversation she's having with only me. She's probably having like with 7 other people in maybe 2 other group chats where she's like, I fucking hate my life. I hate my job. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, like, literally. Every day I woke up.
I want to cry. I'm so mad right now. Blah.
Dude, every single day I woke up and I was like, I hate my life. Like that. Like, imagine waking up and hating your life. Like, that's how I woke up every day. And I was miserable all day. I got home from work miserable. I'm like, is this my life? Like, I just wake up, go to this stupid job I hate, and then just come home, eat, go to sleep, and do it all over again. 5 days a week.
Yeah. No, I fucking hated my life, man. When I was working at fucking my job, yo, ask anyone, ask Harv, man. I was like full on depression mode, man. I was like, I can't do this. I'm like, this is so shitty. It got so bad to a point when I was like, while I was still working there, even as like I switched down to part-time, I would be working 3 days a week and you would be lucky if you saw me in the office 3 days a week. Yeah. I was using every fucking excuse in the book not to be at work. I maxed all my leaves. We had so many fucking leaves. I maxed out all my leaves. I maxed out all my vacation. Then I started taking work off unpaid. Yeah. They're like, dude, there's no more leave. Like, you can't take anything else. I'm like, fuck yeah, unpaid then. I'm not fucking coming in.
This is much better, but the uncertainty is unsettling.
Yeah, yeah, the uncertainty sucks. Like, it definitely sucks, like, even now, you know, when you don't know. Mm-hmm. But it overall, my mental health went through the fucking roof.
Yeah, but see,
and my relationships all around improved.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't always so, like, fucking...
Yeah, you're not miserable.
Yeah.
But then there's the other side. So, for example, like... For my sisters, like one of my sisters is like a total corporate girly type. Yeah. And she's like, I can't do what you guys are doing. Yeah. She's like, I like my like routine and my regular paycheck. Like there's a whole other side of it. And even out of my friends, like all of my friends from high school, I'm the only one, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, that's self-employed.
Like me and that Grimmy, we talk about this all the time because he's so young. I don't even know, what is he, like 23, maybe 24?
What?
Yeah.
That young?
He's super young, man. He's maybe 25. But
he's my brother's age?
Yeah, he's super young. And, but anyways, he was doing like 9 to 5 before too, and then he started doing real estate. And we talk about it all the time. We're like, dude, this is like... We're so happy that we made this fucking change.
Yeah, but that guy's 25 and he made the change.
Yeah. But I talked to this guy. So he was working at like a whatever random ass job. Like,
actually,
you know?
That was how old I was when I...
But he was just working a random ass job. And he was... One day I was talking to him. And he's like, dude, he's like, I was fully convinced. Like, yo, this is my life now. He's like working this like 9 to 5 job. He's like, I was convinced. He's like, this is my life. And he's like, I was just going to fucking thug it out here until I got like pension, everything.
Thug it out.
Yeah. I was like, yo, you're tripping, brother.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know. I just couldn't do like the 9 to 5. I couldn't do the hours. That's what it was. I couldn't do the hours and being stuck in the office.
Yeah.
This remote work now. I feel like if I had gone into the workforce and there had been remote work flexibility, I wouldn't have been as miserable.
Oh, yeah.
I definitely think that.
100%.
Because if I could sit and... Because I do that now. Yeah. I sit and do work at home now. Yeah. Go to a cafe, do work there. I start what time I want. As long as I get my work done, I'm good. If I had that level of flexibility, I probably would have been a company man.
Yeah.
Because I genuinely did like working for certain companies, kind of. Like, I liked what
you
liked I did.
The security.
Yeah, I liked the security. I was good friends with some of my coworkers. I just hated the being in that, like, fucked up, non-flexible schedule. I hated that I only had 2 days to run all my errands. If I had an appointment, I had to fucking request the time off to go to my appointment. Like, that shit pissed me off. I'm like, I can't even live my fucking life and do normal shit.
Yeah, damn, you're really selling it.
Yeah, it's true, man. Like... I have to go get like an oil change. You have to like fucking think about so many different things before you do it. Oh, I have to go tell my manager that I need to go fucking get an oil change.
But that's not a good enough reason to take time off work. So you can't say that. You have to say you have a doctor's appointment.
You have to use one of your fucking APTO days out of the whole goddamn year. Like, it's fucking bullshit. And that's why I literally, and even when I was working in corporate, I'm like, these companies that are so stringent and so stuck in this old school way of doing shit, if they don't change, they're gonna go under, because nobody's gonna fucking want to work for them, and better companies that provide better working conditions are gonna get all the good people, and then they're fucking done. They're out of here, because those people are gonna retire, and when there's no one to fill those jobs anymore, they're done. They're absolutely, and that's happening. More and more people now are going A, towards like entrepreneurship, or B, going to work for companies that have flexibility.
Oh, 100%. I've talked to so many people where they're like, they're applying for jobs. And if the job posting says that it's 5 days in the office, they won't even apply. Entrepreneur lifestyle is very, very, very glorified right
now. It is very glorified. It's not as fucking
and as it is. Trust me, it ain't for the faint of heart. So
I don't know, man. I'm fucking...
We get it, Girk. You're a realtor. You're chilling.
No, no, not chilling. Like,
how long can I keep this going for? Yeah. That's my concern.
Yeah, that's... Right? Yeah, see, that's the biggest concern. How long I can keep it... Because I... Honestly, I love the way shit's fucking going right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I like the my work-life balance. I fucking am fully down for it. I don't care the fuck... Fucking Desi uncle's calling me at fucking midnight asking about houses. Like, I'm all for it. Like, I literally don't care. So I love it personally.
Even Johnny was saying, he's like, don't quit your day job until you have something else figured out. That's for sure.
Yeah, 100%. Like, if you don't, have it figured out,
don't just quit because you hate it and then I'll figure it out after. No. Don't do that shit.
Yeah, like it took me 2 years to leave like a 9-to-5.
Anyways, that's it for the podcast. Hope you guys enjoyed. Make sure you follow Girk on Instagram. Can't party with us today. Best day without way. Follow Gravine on Instagram. There goes Gravine. Subscribe to the Patreon for bonus content. If you guys want to get merch, click in the episode details. You guys can purchase the new merch drop there. And we'll catch you next week on Coaches Don't Play. Bye.